So the ANC has the distinction of being the oldest liberation movement and the oldest political party which fought for independence in this country, but certainly on the continent as a whole. So 110 is a big number, and that's what they are celebrating over this weekend. But it is also important because for many years now, the ANC have created a convention or a tradition in terms of which they issue out a statement on the day of their birthday, which is called the January 8th Statement, because the ANC was founded on the 8th of January, 1912. Sadly, it's important because it's a ruling party, one of the few liberation movements that have maintained power for as long as the ANC has done.
Well, Professor Muleleka, some people are suggesting that as a liberation movement that led South Africa to black majority rule or democracy, as it were, is losing its lust. Is this what is prevailing on the ground at the moment?
Well, I think there are several warning signs all around us. One of the most recent warning signs of danger is the November local elections that we have just had. So in that local election, for the first time, the ANC fell below 50%. And that tells you how much disillusioned its membership is. And of course, there's a lot of consternation at the moment because the State Capture Commission of Inquiry has just released the first part of its report. And that points to ANC complicity in the culture of corruption that has taken root.
There are sharp divisions within the ANC, some suggest, including the Ramaphosa wing and the Jacob Zuma wing. Can they use this period of 110-year existence to change course?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the piece that I wrote for one of the local media houses, which was published today. Which is titled something, well, it's really a satirical piece where I suggest, I imagine what the former, the late rather, Archbishop Desmond Tutu might have said to the ANC on occasion of the 110th occasion. I don't know if you have seen that. And in it, I suggest that you know, Tutu would not would suggest that the ANC undergoes a fundamental introspection, where everything about its character, about its components, such as branches, regions, and everyone, everything is rethought, because at the moment the ANC that we have is actually many ANCs. It's not one ANC. And the problem with the many ANCs is that the many ANCs keep changing shape as new leaders emerge, new factions emerge.
Do you think the ANC is a party redeemable to retake its attractiveness or luster to ensure service delivery for the people of South Africa?
Yeah, the problem is that the people of South Africa no longer want to hear words and promises from the ANC. They are no longer interested in an ANC that is on a publicity drive to correct its image or to redeem its integrity by means of aid and words and campaigns and advertisements and so on. If ANC does that, it will have absolutely no effect. The only way the ANC can redeem itself is by practically beginning to do the things that it has so far failed to do. Things such as basic delivery of services to people in the communities where they live. Things such as addressing the land question, which has not been addressed for a long time. Fixing the economy, solving the problem of energy, which is getting out of hand,